It's Thursday, the 20th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The remains of the late founding president, Dr. Sam Nyoma, have been placed in a hearse for a procession to Etunda village in the Okahao constituency, where a memorial service will be held. Thousands of Namibians lined the B1 road from Ondangwa to Oshakati and Okahao this afternoon to pay their respects. We spoke to citizen Naha Sangula, who is part of the convoy escorting the remains.
You can read from their faces the respect and admiration they have of the late Dr. Sam Nyoma. Indeed, it's a loss to the nation. That's why everybody came out to express their gratitude for what Nyoma has done for them. The convoy will continue tomorrow from Kahao to Otapi in the direction of Enana. I expect the crowds to be there also tomorrow, just as we are witnessing them today.
Paratus Namibia has announced a cybersecurity breach affecting its internal IT systems in a statement filed with the Namibia Securities Exchange. The telecommunications company disclosed that unauthorized activity had been detected. Technology expert Nrupesh Soni explains how businesses can protect sensitive data.
It's not very clear on what exactly happened or if data was leaked, if it was a third party or is anything compromised. Obviously, time will tell, but at least the first step that they took in letting people know and the stakeholders know is already good. It should be a wake-up call that it can happen to anyone, to any company. It's difficult to protect all the systems. It's like having security alarm for the home. You can only do so much, but it's also about how you save the data, how you store information. If it's encrypted, if it's saved properly, even with a break-in, it won't really make a big difference. They won't get hold of your important data, and that's where the priority should be, on data protection and management, and not just cybersecurity.
Three people have died after a mudslide in Kwamakuta, Durban, following heavy downpours. Several other homes and roads have also been damaged in the south of KwaZulu-Natal. Mop-up operations are underway as the South African Weather Service warns of more rain in the coming days. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says a landslide was caused by overnight torrential rain.
Landslide crashed through a house, actually tore through the house, where it was believed that a family, mother, father and two children were inside. Fortunately, the children managed to escape. I can confirm that three bodies have been recovered at two separate incidents. In the first incident was a mother and father who have both been killed, and then a second incident, a male believed to be in his 30s.
Another news, Anglo American, the parent company of diamond giant De Beers, says it hopes to progress its planned exit from the unit in the second half of the year. CEO Duncan Wanblad also discussed its London listing and possible green shoots in China with Bloomberg Africa.
So the real issue for us is China and the turn in China's demand for the next green shoot, I think, to signal a real change in the market. The second thing, of course, is currently the midstream for diamonds is really chock-a-block full of inventory. And we'd like to see some of that inventory start to reduce.
And finally, authorities in one of the Philippines' most densely populated urban centers are offering a cash reward for mosquitoes in an attempt to stop the spread of dengue fever. Village Chief Carlito Kernal of Barangay Addition Hills in central Manila announced the bounty of less than 2 American cents for every 5 mosquitoes or their larvae. Cernal told the BBC that 21 people have already claimed rewards, bringing in 700 mosquitoes. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.